The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
And still, the undisputed super lightweight champion of the world, Katie Taylor.
Well, isn't that a nice way to kick off the show? Inspiring, motivational. We have News Talk's own Jack McDonald in the arena. Well, he was in the arena in New York. Jack, a very good morning to you, first of all.
Good morning, Anna.
Tell us what the atmosphere was like, although we have a sense just even from that clip would put us in the mood.
Well, it was a pulsating atmosphere, Anna. I am literally just out of the place. The conference ran long, but Katie had her hand raised just a little bit past midnight. The atmosphere was buzzing throughout. You had Puerto Ricans and Irish in the same room together, so you're always guaranteed a bit of noise. The Puerto Ricans, to be honest with you, absolutely just outclassed the Irish in terms of noise for the first three rounds. But once Katie took a firm grip of the thing, into round four, it was ole, ole, ole. The Fields of Athenry got a few runouts, and really the Puerto Ricans, they showed a good display, but the Irish probably just outclassed them in terms of the noise.
And tell me, I know there was quite the build up to this fight, wasn't there, in terms of controversy and trash talking and all that. Katie had won the previous two fights, but Serrano's team had vigorously denied the result around that, haven't they?
Exactly. I mean, it's very rare that we see Katie do any kind of aggressive talk towards her opponent. Usually she just lets the fight speak for itself. And she's one of those, especially in a social media age, she's one of the few fighters who doesn't really stoop to that level. But in the second fight in Arlington, Texas, just recently, Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor, Katie came out the victor in that second fight. But a lot of the commentary, even from the Netflix team, was deemed quite biased. We had Rosie Perez saying that it was an asterisk on Katie Taylor's record. She came out then and apologised for that. We had Serrano and her coach immediately afterwards in the ring, basically calling Taylor a dirty fighter. So those kind of things would get you. They'd get under your skin. And so in the build up to this, you had Katie telling Serrano to stop her whining. And ultimately, you know, that's the furthest Katie pushed it, but she really showed her class in the ring and probably shut up any detractors who were veering into that Serrano camp that maybe Katie was engaging in dirty tactics.
Mm-hmm. She plays it so well, doesn't she? There's a lot of speculation today, Jack, around the payday and who was paid what. Any clarification on that? Because there's a number of different whopper figures being reported this morning.
Well, listen, it's streamed on Netflix and it's held in Madison Square Garden. The two ladies were the headliners. So the payday has to be good. We don't have exact figures at the moment. And because it's Netflix, it's a little bit of a different model. It's not the pay-per-views. Before, maybe you could work out an exact cut that they might get and do the numbers based on that. But the current reported purses for each of them are somewhere between 6 to 9 million. Now, interestingly, Katie will probably make less than Amanda. We had the head of MVP, the promotional body, coming out and saying that Amanda Serrano is the highest paid female athlete of all time after this fight. And that would suggest that, firstly, it's a great payday for both women involved, but that Amanda got the better side of that equation.
And why is that? Is that because of the Jake Paul backing behind her?
It's just, I suppose, brand value. You know, Amanda Serrano is much better known globally, although Katie really is probably the arch instigator of all of this. She's the one that championed women's sport in the Olympics. She's the one that championed professional female boxing. But really, Amanda Serrano is the bigger name over here. And as a result, she claims the bigger purse. Of course, helps that Jake Paul is in her corner as well. It's his outfit. And so he's going to be given the lion's share towards his fighter.
Of course. It's silly o'clock over there, Jack. So just one more question before we let you go. She's currently living in Connecticut. Is that right? What's next for Katie?
So Katie is currently in Vernon, Connecticut. We know very little about what she gets up to kind of day to day. We had that RTE documentary in 2016, which really showed her to be just a family oriented person. So it's likely she heads back to Bray now and has some downtime with her close family, her mother and her brothers. After this, we have no clarity. This fight, for those that really want to see Katie in the ring again, is all green flags. She came out of this very much unscathed. And based on what our promoter, Eddie Hearn, was saying just a couple of hours ago, he wants to see another fight again, it sounds like. Katie always is raring for a fight and basically dismisses any retirement talk. So anybody hoping to fly over to MSG and see her again, or maybe the much hoped for Crow Park, there's still hope.
There certainly is. The 39-year-old, 39-year-old Bray boxer, fit as a fiddle. It's wonderful news to wake up to, Jack. Thank you very much. We'll let you get some well-earned sleep at this stage.
Thank you, Anna.
Thanks. That's Jack McDonald in New York for the Katie Taylor fight. And wonderful news for Ireland to wake up to, isn't it?
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.